Duplessis met Ek Ben Dower.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Mbombela 23, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 21, Rustenburg 22 degrees. We start with a wrap of the biggest news story so far today. The National Council of Provinces has a new chair. It's the ANC's Refilwe Tswenitsapane. She's the former Premier of Mpumalanga and vowed to perform her duties in respect of the Constitution.
It is indeed an honour for me to serve our Constitution, which is the base framework for democratic governance in South Africa.
The first sitting of the NCOP is currently underway at the CTICC in Cape Town. 54 delegates were sworn in today. MK Party President Jacob Zuma is set to address the nation at a pivotal media briefing in Johannesburg tomorrow. He will discuss the current political landscape and unfolding formations of the Government of National Unity. The party snubbed the first sitting of the 7th Parliament due to legal challenges against the Electoral Commission. The Health Department is urging anyone experiencing mpox symptoms to seek urgent medical attention and get tested for the disease. This comes after authorities reported another lab-confirmed case. It brings the number of positive cases reported countrywide to 7. There have also been 2 fatalities. Here's the department's Foster Mwale.
The latest confirmed case is a 39-year-old male patient who was admitted at a local private health facility in Cape Town in the Western Cape province, who tested positive for mpox on Thursday, 13th of June 2024. The patient presented with extensive lesions and his CD4 count is yet to be confirmed.
NUMSA has registered a dispute with the CCMA against the Mbombela operating company, which operates Gautrain. The union deadlocked with the Gautrain bosses over wage demands. They want a 13% increase across the board, as well as a 60% contribution to medical aid. Eskom says load shedding remains suspended until further notice. Load shedding has been suspended for 80 consecutive days now.
With the ongoing colder winter, Eskom will strategically utilize as planned in its winter outlook its peaking stations, including the open cycle gas turbines, to meet the high electricity demand during the morning and evening peaks. Eskom's diesel usage remains below its published winter forecast and year-to-date budget.
That's Eskom's Daphne Mukwena. And finally, an Asian elephant in central Thailand has given birth to a rare set of twins in what caretakers have described as a miracle. The mother gave birth to a male calf. While cleaning it up, they realized that she had also given birth to a second calf, a female. The second birth sent the mother into panic and caretakers had to restrain her to prevent her from stepping on the female calf. Researchers say twin births occur in only 1% of elephants. Elephants are considered sacred in Thailand. I'm Chanel September. That's it from the news desk for today. For more, go to jackaroundfm.com and click on news.
More music you love on the weekend. Jacaranda FM, number 21.
I could be a doctor and I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem. It's only gonna get worse. I need my medication. Just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Is that